episode 247, Beat the Giant.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
Happy, happy, happy day, ladies. How are you? Yes, you better be ready because today you are going to beat the giant. Did you know you were going to battle today? You are going to battle and you're going to win. Yes, you are. Why? Because you have God on your side. Yes, this is a little bit of inspiration, kick in the butt, kick in the rear, whatever you want to call it. You need to get moving. Stop hiding behind yourself. Stop hiding behind your excuses or your children or your husband or your sweetheart, wherever you're hiding. You may even be hiding behind exercise or hiding behind food. It's time to come out and say, hello, here I am, world. I'm going to beat the giant. Are you excited? I am jumping up and down with you, so you better be jumping with me. High five, virtual high five. Woohoo, fist pumps and all. Because guess what? There is no bigger cheerleader in your life than God himself. 1 John 4:4, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. I love that verse. As I was driving around town, I'm noticing all the schools that are getting ready for football. The football games are coming up. It's Friday Night Lights, you know, happening. And oh my goodness, the other team sees the other team as what? The giant, right? And they're all prepping and they're getting their plan together and they're ready to execute it and hit and fight to, you know, win those points. Who's going to get the most goals, right? And it's so much fun to see that. We have, we're in Iowa. So here we have two colleges and they are playing this weekend. They are rivals, obviously, Iowa State University and University of Iowa. And it happens to be close to us. And so traffic and people, it is pandemonium. It is crazy. And you name it, people who should be here are here and people who shouldn't be here are here too. And the crazy thing is everybody's talking about, are you going to the game? Are you ready to see the battle? Are you ready to see the fight? And think about it, you're doing that every single day. Friday Night Lights happens for you every day, whether it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. You have a battle. You're on the field. You're out there. The problem is sometimes you're not ready to beat the giant. You haven't prepped and planned, and you're not ready to execute. You're hiding. Christine Kane says this, the giant in front of you is never bigger than the God inside of you. Yes, you know here at Create Your Now, I am a believer in Jesus Christ, and I do believe that God is within you. Sometimes you try to go and you go of your own willpower. You go of your own strength, your own might. However, the giant keeps returning. And that giant could be anything. What is your giant? I want you to think about your giant right now. What is your giant? Maybe it's exercise. Nobody likes that word, right? Oh, I got to get moving more. Intentional movement. See, I love that word. Intentional movement sounds much better than exercise. I don't exercise. I train. That's what I do. I train. See, it's just a matter of words. Change it up a little bit. What is your giant? Maybe you don't like to cook. Eating out is your forte. And yeah, when you're eating out, guess what it's putting on you? Yeah, all those unnecessary, complicated, totally complex calories that your body really is not made to ingest. At least not that much of it. And if you're sitting there going out 6-7 times of meals, not necessarily a week, but 6-7 times of meals, that's a lot of meals. It adds up real quickly. What other giant might you have? Maybe your giant is your husband. Yeah, maybe you just don't feel like you like him anymore. You're having struggles. He's doing things that you're questioning. Job maybe is not going so good. It's stress. There's something there. There's tension. What's your giant? Maybe it's keeping your house clean. Oh my goodness, I can relate to that with 5 little ones. Every time I turn around, it's like, can you not put your clothes in the dirty hamper? Come on. I mean, really? And the Legos, do we have to have 5 cities in 5 different rooms? Can we not have one huge, gigantic city in one room? At least then I would know where I'm going to hurt myself when I step on a Lego. Yes, I know. Laugh with me because you know those Legos hurt when you step on them. What is your giant? Maybe it's simply that you don't know You don't know what your giant is yet. You really don't feel like you're doing anything, except I'm just kind of living, Christiane. I'm going through my day. I get up in the morning when my alarm clock goes off. I take care of my responsibilities. I come home. Yeah, we cook. We do some things. Yeah. I go to church when I'm supposed to, volunteer here and there, but yeah, I don't know. That's my life. Maybe that's your giant. You don't know. All of us face giants. Facing the Giant, by the way, is a great book to read. It's awesome, fabulous. And it really got me thinking as I was driving around and I'm seeing, preparation for Friday Night Lights. Beat the Giant. We all face it. But it's how you really deal with it. Are you reacting to your giant? Or are you being proactive and changing your response? Because the only way that you can change the outcome is changing your response. E plus R equals O. But what ultimately happens is we try to come about it from our own willpower, our own strength, our own I can do it myself because that's what I want to do. I don't need anybody's help. Really? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. In my tornado in life, I needed somebody's help. Ultimately, it was God. He took control. I let him. I said, okay, you got the helm on this one. Not that I gave him permission because he could just take over. But I did. And it was a relationship that we formed. But I also had my coach and my counselor and my pastor. And I was able then to get through it much easier. Sometimes we want to, beat the giant, but we really don't know how to beat the giant. Don't forget that you're not alone. You need to tap into your resources. You need to reach out. You need to call out for help. Maybe you've been toying with the idea of, gosh, Christiane, there's just something here. I feel a pull, and I've been resisting this pull from you. But maybe I need to. Yeah, maybe you do. It's taking that first step out of the I comfort zone, I like to call it. Why? Because we like to be comforted. That's kind of who we are. We're creatures of habit. We're also creatures of comfort. We like to be taken care of. We like to have things in its place. And sometimes when we do that, that means we're facing our giants every day. That giant may be, you need to quit smoking. You need to stop drinking. You need to find this medium in life, this balance, so to speak, this harmony. And you can do it. You can beat down the giant. I don't care how big the giant is. It may be health related. You may be fighting a disease right now. You can beat that giant. You can. I've got family who is fighting that right now. I've got an aunt who's fighting cancer right now. You can beat the giant. But sometimes it has to come more than just you, just your willpower. Sometimes, yeah, you need to reach out for help. Ultimately, I pray you reach out for God. I pray that sometimes in your turmoil, in your in the tension of life, and when you just are feeling just kind of torn and beat up and worn, and you're worn out, call on Him. He's there for you. 1 John 4:4. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. He's never one to let you down. And guess what? For that matter of fact, neither am I. You know I'm here praying for you. You know I'm here to lend an ear. I'm here with, whatever I can do to help serve you. Reach out, call out, scream out sometimes. I know I can remember. And in fact, actually, I did it this week. I don't know what came over me, but I was running. I've been running more, and my injury has kind of almost fully healed. And so now I'm fully stretching it out more and more and more, and I'm getting a little bolder. And so I've been running every single day this week. And I tell you that because usually when I run, that's when God kind of talks to me. It's either that or in my sleep. That's his time with me. We've discovered together that that's really where I'm there, and so is he, and vice versa. The world's quiet enough that I hear him, and he's talking loud enough. So we exchange that, and he's on my calendar during that time. So if you were ever to try to call me when you're running, you may get a busy signal because I'm talking to God, seriously. So I'm running, and at one point, it was time for my cool down after one of my mile laps that I did. And so I was walking. All of a sudden, I just felt tears flowing down my face. And then they were just flowing. And I was like, Lord, why? What is the reason for this emotion? And it was just emotion of just joy and gratitude. It wasn't even necessarily frustration. There was some of that in there, like, okay, I know I need to be doing this next step, but I can't do it by myself. So some of that was wrapped in there. And I literally did. I called out to him and said, Lord, carry me, take me. You need to take my feet and carry me because I can't do this anymore. I'm tired. And there was just something about it. And I thought I was done with my run here. Then I went and ran another mile. I was like, really? I didn't mean seriously carry me because I really didn't want to run that other mile. But it's amazing what happens when God is sitting there knocking at your door. He's knocking at your heart. He's saying, there's a reason why you're feeling this tug. There's a reason why that you keep thinking about this. I'm here. Be still and know. I'm here. I want you to have an amazing day. I want your day to be full of truly unexpected surprises, all for the good. But you need to be looking for those. Because as you go to beat the giant, it's very easy to only see the negative or what you think you should be seeing in front of you. Why? Because that's what you're looking for. Yeah, it is. So stop that. Don't look for that. And I want you to look for surprises. I want you to look for surprises with a smile. And when it does get a little tough and you feel a little worn, I want you to call out. I want you to say, God, I'm here. I don't know even what to say, but I'm here. I'm listening. And please reach out to me. I am here for you. Let me know how I can pray for you and pray with you. And maybe you've been having that nudge going, gosh, I've had these butterflies and they're just kind of weird. I get this feeling every single time I listen to you, Christiane. I know I'm supposed to do something. I'm supposed to pick up or I'm supposed to email you. Then do it. I don't bite. I really don't. I love you and I have a heart to serve you. So when you are out there and your Friday night lights are on and you're there to truly facing your giant, know that God is right there with you and he's ready to fight that battle. And guess what? You will win. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Now go beat down that giant. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.